Okay, today's daf is daf Tzadik Vav. We're on Tzadik Hei Amabez. Tzadik Hei Amabez, we are up to where it says the word Lema, about 8 lines up from the bottom. We started discussing Yanni Tfilin, and that's what continues for today as well. Different in Yanni Hilchos Tfilin, which we got into. I mentioned that this last parak is really a separate discussion from the rest of Maseches Eruvin. Just 2 notes, which I ended off with yesterday, which I didn't get to say yesterday, regarding tefillin of, rather, discussion of Rashi and Rabbi Tam. We noted that the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbi Tam is the order of the parshias. Rashi holds it's Keseder Parshias Shabbatorah, reading from the Yamin HaKorei, the one who's looking at you. It's Kadesh Vayik V'yacha Shema and V'haim Shemoa. And Rabbi Tam argues it's Kadesh Vayik V'yacha, those two are, he agrees with Rashi, and that Shema and V'haim Shemoa are switched. Shema is on the outside and V'haim Shemoa is also on the inside. What is called Havayos Be'emsa. There are 2 other shitos. So those that Rashi we hold maker at din, and there is a minhag of many in Klal Yisrael to wear Rabbi Tam tefillin. The other 2 shitas, for reasons we're not going to discuss now, there's the shita of the Raivin and the Shimusha Rabba, 2 other shitas, are opposite of each of the Rashi and Rabbi Tam. I think the Shimusha Rabba is the opposite of Rashi, and the Raivin is the opposite of Rabbi Tam. Either way, there are 4, there might be even more, as we mentioned from the Vilna Gaon, but that is the discussion of Rashi and Rabbi Tam. There is a letter that is printed in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalet Siman Tes, Bin Hanachas Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Interesting letter where the Rav Moshe writes that the Lubavitcher Rebbe had asked him, you know, what do you say about Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam? So the Rav Moshe wrote a letter to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he says, "B'yosi b'lublin hayuli Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam mehudarin asher nahagti lalov shenachra tefila." Right, I used to put on tefillah after tefillah, like we mentioned yesterday for the Mishnah Berurah, not switching during the middle of tefillah. After tefillah, but at that time I mentioned that I was going to put it on b'lineder. Became kasher basi lakan barachmi shemayim lavashti harbe shanim kishematzasi tovin lefidaiti. And when I first came to America, I also wore them when I, you know, when I found the mehudarim. But he says now, v'lechem beveshach hazman shaharbe harpat kaus adu alon b'avonoseinu harabim v'gam nesmatu hasofrim v'yachrach habishanim lohayu klal sofrim v'gam lo klav kasher v'huzru l'chayim mitzvah tefillin rak ve'ilu shekvar hayu mishanim harbe. Many of the expert sofrim, there aren't so many good sofrim around anymore. There aren't any good klafim anymore. Av shekvar gam muhudarim b'yosin is kalkulu. Many of the good ones got ruined, etc. But he says, so fine, an expert sofer devoted most of the time to the tefillin of Rashi. To find an expert sofer to write tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, that was very hard to find. And therefore I said to myself that it's best not to try to do a chumrah and wear something that might not be mehudar, might not be kosher according to my shitas. So therefore I stopped wearing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, says Ramosha. And then he goes through three columns of more discussion of shitas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And in the last paragraph he says, V'atak asher hodiyu li b'shem kvod taraso, Shlita Shish Sofer Mufak and Slow, you've told me that I've heard that you have a great sofer by you. Shinachum Shalcha Eli Lusavoso Shiikhtu Bavuri Pashas Tvillin to Rabbi Tam, Kirit Soni, Hudavar Godam Od. Says, you want to get him to write me a pair of tefillin? Little old me, Moshe Feinstein. You know, okay, I'll take it. Levam Ashuchal Akayim Gamitz Vasanachas Tvillin, besides the fact that I'm going to do it. Vinya Hamamo Barak Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me some money to be able to pay for it. And for sure, write Ksava Beis Yosef, by the way. The different Ksavim of what he's supposed to write, Beis Yosef, how you write the Zion, the Cheses. But either way, he says, V'yek Savo Noe, okay, I'll take it from you. That's the Ramosha's Tshuva where he talks about Tvillin of Rabbeinu Tam. One other Ha'ara, which I didn't get to mention yesterday, it's a beautiful thought that I found 2 nights ago from Rav Soloveitchik. There's a sefer that was put out from Rav Shechter's notes from the Rav on Hilchos Tzitzis Tefillin and Kriyas HaTorah, when they learned Menachos 1 year. So then he writes here, what's the Svara of Rabbeinu Tam? Rashi's Svara, you understand. Rashi's Svara is order of the is written in the Torah. Kadesh v'yak v'yach ha'shma v'yam shemoa. Rabbeinu Tam, you have Shema, V'haya, and then switch, and then you have Shema on the other side and V'haya. By the way, I didn't mention, even Rabbeinu Tam agrees they have to be written in the order that they appear in the Torah. They'd be written in that order. Kadesh v'yak v'yach ha'shma v'yam shemoa. The only difference is how they're put in the box. So it's interesting that on the Tilin Shel Yad, it's only 1 cloth. They're all written on 1 cloth. So what you have to do is, you have to write Shema v'yam shemoa, then leave space. Leave space to write Shema at the end and then go back to fill in Vayim Shemoah. That's over us to know how much space to leave. Because it has to be written Kisidron. Everybody agrees to that. The only question is how it's put in the box. The Hanukkah has to be, that's the Machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So they ask the Rav, what's the Svara for Rabbeinu Tam? So he suggests that maybe, even though Rabbeinu Tam says that it's you switch in the middle, it's Shema Vayim Shemoah, I'm sorry, Kadesh Vayikviyacha, and then Shema and Mayim Shemoah. He says, maybe the pshat is that the first two, it's really two units. Kadesh and Vayikviyacha are one unit, and Shema and Mayim Shemoah are the other unit. What are the two units? They're both, it's Tfilin Ar Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim. So he says, Kadesh and Vayikviyacha are Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim through the acknowledgement of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what those two parashiyas are about. Kadesh and Vayikviyacha. Shema and Vayim Shemoah have nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shema and Vayim Shemoah are Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim through Kabbalah So Mitzvos. And Kabbalah realizing that Kadesh Baruch Hu gives Schar Va'onesh. That's Shema and Vayim Shemoah. So he says, are those a personal Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim that relate to myself? Or is that something that relates to the world and the whole world can recognize that fact? So the first unit, everybody realizes Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kadesh Shem Vayim Kviyacha. While Shema and Vayim Shemoah personal, that I have a Kabbalah So Mitzvos. I have a Kabbalah So Schar Va'onesh. So says the Rav Soloveitchik in the B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. That's why Kadesh and Kviyacha are on the right side, Miyamin HaKorei, from the one looking at you. Those two are on the right, Kadesh and Kviyacha. He agrees with Rashi. But the other two are switched. Why are the other two switched? Because those two are through your Yamin. From your Yamin, you have Shema and Vayim Shemoah. Because those are two personal. That's like a Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim for the person. So really, it's a split shita. According to Rashi, it's one unit. One unit, Miyamin HaKorei. Read for the person looking at you. But no, the Pshat of Rabbi Tam is that they're both Mitzad Yamin. But who's Yamin? The Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim through Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Yamin HaKorei. That's Kadesh and Vayakviyacha. The Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim through the personal Kabbalah So Mitzvos or Kabbalah So Schar Va'onesh, that is Yamin HaMeniach, and that's the opposite. That's why Shemayim and Mahim Shemoah are switched. So it's not just Stam Havayus Fe'emsa, but that's the Svara for those two units. Okay. Now we go further. Says the Gemara, we had a machlokas, remember, in our Mishnah. How many tefillin are you allowed to carry out? Wear out. How many tefillin are you allowed to wear out on Shabbos to save them? So, the Tanakama had said, you're allowed to wear only one pair. Rabbi Gamliel had said two pairs. What's that machlokas about? The Gemara is going to have five possibilities. What is that machlokas about? And each one of them is, we could spend the whole shiur on, but we're not going to, but each one of these is a shas topic. Says the Gemara, Lema, six lines up, eight lines up, Lema, the Roshua Bar of Yitzchak, Kamiflagi. Let's say that the Tanakam and Rogelil are arguing about Roshua Bar of Yitzchak, who we just had. He's the one that said that there's place on your head to wear two tefillins. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. According to the Tadakama, there's only place for one tefillin. According to the second Shita, the Rav Gamliel has place for two tefillins. The Tadakama, less later of Shmuel Bar of Yislav. Rav Gamliel, less later of Shmuel Bar of Yislav. Let's see, they're arguing about that. Lo. So I think right now, try number two. The Kuli Alma, Islu, Rav Shmuel Bar of Yislav. Everybody agrees that there's makom on the head and the arm to wear two tefillins. Vahacha, what's the machlokas? B'Shabbos matfilin kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether Shabbos is the Zman Tefillin. As we said yesterday, we're going to talk about it a little more. The Gemara in the next Amud is going to say, have a machlokes whether Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. The Torah doesn't have any limits on Tefillin. The question is, do we have any miyutim? Do we have anything that tells us to be Mamai Shabbos? Whether Shabbos, we mentioned one idea yesterday that Shabbos is called an Os. And maybe if you don't have, once you have Shabbos as an Os, you don't need the Tefillin Os. So we'll talk about more about that in a little bit. But so maybe that's what they're arguing about. The Tanakama saw Shabbos Mantfilin who. The Tanakama holds Shabbos is Mantfilin. And therefore what? Therefore, why is it limited to one? So it's an important Rashi. Tanakama says Shabbos is Mantfilin. And therefore what? So when I wear my tefillin on Shabbos, I'm being Mekayim a mitzvah. So if I wear two tefillins on Shabbos, so I'm doing more than I'm supposed to do at the time of the mitzvah, that's the Isra Bal Tosef. That's the Isra Bal Tosef adding on to the mitzvahs of the Torah, which we'll talk more about also today. So that's why the Tanakama says it's Shabbos is Bat Tefillin, so you can't wear two tefillins b'shas mitzvah, because that's Bal Tosef. It's like shaking 14 lulavs. It's like shaking more than you're supposed to, wearing five, having five tzitzis. Saver Shabbos Mat Tefillin who? And that's why he says, and let me just, I didn't finish the line, it's Shabbos is Bat Tefillin, therefore it's Bal Tosef, and if it's Bal Tosef, therefore the extra tefillin is considered a masui, is considered a burden, and therefore you're only allowed to carry one out on Shabbos. The Aveira translates into Masui. That's Rashi Shita. Rabbi Gamliel Savar Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin. No, Rabbi Gamliel said, no, Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. You're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah at all. So the only thing is, Derech Mamash or not. And there's place on your head to wear two tefillins. That's why he allows you to wear two tefillins. There's an interesting Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch said, it sounds like from Rashi, that the second something is an Aveira, it translates into a Masui. So the Minchas Chinuch says, what happens if somebody wears leather shoes on Yom Kippur where there's no Eruv? Somebody wears leather shoes. Shoes. No problem wearing shoes. So says the Milchas Chinuch, according to this Rashi, the second that you say something's usher to do, you say it turns into a masui. So on Yom Kippur, if you wear leather shoes outside without an Erev, not only do you violate Yom Kippur, but you violate Yom Kippur Hautzah. Let's say Yom Kippur, forget Yom Kippur Shabbos. Yom Kippur is, Yom Kippur itself is like halachas of Shabbos. So if you wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur, says the Minchas Chinuch and Shin Yud Gimel, according to this Rashi, not only do you violate Ne'ilas Sandal, but you violate Hotzah. And then he says the added Chiddush. Many Rishonim say Ne'ilas Sandal is only Asa Midrabanan. Many Rishonim say only Achilu Vishasi is Asa Midaraisa. And the other Daladi Nuyim is Asa Midrabanan. Some say that they're all Asa Daraisa and only Achilu Vishasi is Achayev Karis. But there are Rishonim that say that Achilu Vishasi is Daraisa and the rest of Midrabanan. So he says, even if you say Ne'ilas Sandal is only Asa Midrabanan, it still might be Hotzah Daraisa. Because once you say it's an Aveira to do, it doesn't matter on what level, but if it's an Aveira to wear, it might automatically have the status of a Masui, and then be Asur to wear Mishum Hotzah on Yom Kippur. That's the Minchas Chinuch related to this Rashi. That an Aveira makes it turn into a Masui. Good. That is second possibility what the Machlokas is about. Then the Gemara says, second to last line, Yivayaseima. To get behind me today. The bias ema de kuli alma Shabbos man tefillin hu. Maybe everybody agrees that Shabbos is man tefillin. The hacha. So what's the machlokas about? This is shrine number three. The mitzvah srichas kavada kabiflaki. Another Shas topic. Right. The machlokas is about mitzvah srichas kavada. What does that mean? Lechadchila, I'm always supposed to have kavana when I do a mitzvah. But what happens if I don't have kavana? Am I still yotzei or not? That's a machlokas in many places, in Shas, and the Rambam talks all about it. Mitzvah srichas kavana kamiflagi. Whether I need kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Tanakama savar what says boi kavana. The Tanakama says you need kavana. Rabbi Gamliel savar lo boi kavana. Rabbi Gamliel says you don't need kavana. What's the machlokas about? There are 2 days in Rashi how to understand this line. First day in Rashi. The Tanakama, and there's the opposite gears in the second day. First understanding of this line. The Tanakhama says that you need kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, and therefore, you're only allowed, so therefore, when you're wearing, let's say, 2 tefillins, you're walking out on Shabbos, I'm having kavana to do the mitzvah, right? Because everybody agrees Shabbos is man tefillin. I have kavana to do the mitzvah, so if I have kavana to do the mitzvah, then I'm violating Baal Tosef also, because I'm wearing 2 tefillins, and I'm having kavana to do the mitzvahs. So that's why it's a problem to wear 2 tefillins. Mash'eikin, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you don't need kavana to do the mitzvah, to be yotzei the mitzvah. Therefore, you can wear 2 tefillins. Why? Because you're not having kavana to do the mitzvah anyway. And Baal Tosef requires kavana. You need kavana l'shem mitzvah in order to violate Baal Tosef. That's the first way to understand this line of the Gemara. But then Rashi likes the second girsa. Benirali de hachi garsin in 3 lines from the bottom, he thinks the Tanakhama holds ain't sarah kavana, or Gamliel says sarah kavana. Why? As follows. The Tanakhama holds Ein Tzara Kavana, and therefore what? And this is a big yesod in Baal Tosef. Because Baal Tosef, the Isra of adding on to mitzvos, mirrors the halacha of mitzvos itself. If you need Kavana to do a mitzvah, you need Kavana to violate Baal Tosef. If you don't need Kavana l'shem the mitzvah, then you'll violate Baal Tosef just by wearing it, even without Kavana. So says the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama holds to have to suffer Latze's low boy kavana. You don't need kavana to shame the mitzvah. Therefore, according to the Tanakhama, Baal Tosef also doesn't need kavana. That's why the Tanakhama limits it to 1 tefillin. Mashaykin, according to Gamliel, Latze's boy kavana, to be yotzei the mitzvah, you need kavana, so too Baal Tosef. If you sit in the sukkah on after sukkahs and you don't have kavana, according to Gamliel, there's no Baal Tosef there. Baal Tosef is where you have l'shem, you want to add on to a mitzvah satorah. And you want to do a l'shem mitzvah. But if not, not. Those are 2 understandings, the 2 deos in Rashi, how to understand this line. The machlokas is about tzrichas kavana, rei tzrichas kavana. So by the way, what are we paskin by this issue? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz in Simin Samach, in Shulchan Aruch, where he quotes a chiluk between da'oraisas and da'rabanans. The Radvaz says, we paskin by mitzvahs da'oraisa, tzrichas kavana, by mitzvahs da'rabanan, ein tzrichas kavana. That is the Radvaz, the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz, Mishnah Berurah also quotes it here. So that is Me'ikar Hadin. There are, though, a lot of exceptions. There are many stiras in the Rambams, which we're not going to go through now. Tzrichas kavana, rei tzrichas kavana, Hilchas Shofar, and Hilchas Megillah. We've discussed a little bit a couple of weeks ago. But just 2 other exceptions to this rule, besides the chiluk of Daraisa Darabanan, is shitas that we mentioned in the past, both from the Bach. The Bach in Hilchas Sukkah writes that there are 3 mitzvahs of Laman, the 3 Laman mitzvahs, where the Torah says specifically, do the mitzvah, Laman yedu darasechem, Laman yir. It says in Laman, it says the reason the Kavana is written in the Torah. Says the Bach, if the Kavanah itself is written in the Torah, then that's not the general principle of Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah, Rein Srichas Kavanah, then for sure you have to have Kavanah. Because the Bach starts off his discussion by wondering why the Tur, in three different places, discusses Tameha Mitzvahs. The Tur always tells you what the Halacha is. But in Hilchas Sukkah, in Hilchas Tzitzis, and in Hilchas Tfilin, the Tur talks about Tameha Mitzvahs. And the Shulchan Aruch follows him. Talks about Sukkahs Mamish, or Ananei HaKavod. What's the Tur doing? And in Hilchas Tfilin and Tzitzis. So suggest the Bach, the Tafri Shchav Hei, the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, then maybe the Torah understands by these three mitzvahs, the Torah goes out of its way to say the Kavanah. Do the mitzvah by Sukkah, Laman Yirbu Yemechem, I'm sorry, Laman Yedu Dorasechem Kifoshat Hoshatis B'nai Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. By Tzitzis, Laman Tizkru, Vatzitim Tzitzim Mitzvosai. By Tfilin, Laman Tziyat Torah Hashem Beficha. So the three Laman mitzvahs, the Bach calls them, here you have to have Kavanah. If you don't have Kavanah, you're not Yotzi the mitzvah. Even though they are daraisas, but even separate from that fact, these are three special mitzvahs that you have to have kavanah. That's one exception that the Bach says. One group of exceptions. What does the Bach do with this Gemara? What about boy kavanah, low boy kavanah? Yeah. And this is about. I mean, again, you have to. There's a lot of sugyas that talk about srichas kavanah and srichas kavanah. So you have to. That's what he says by that. But if you look in the Bach, if you remember, then the first parak in Brachas a couple of months back. The first parak in Brachas, we had a stira in two Gemaras, beginning of the second parak, talks about Kori Kriyashma, and keeping Libo Yatsa, and keeping Libo Lo Yatsa. There's a Bach on the riff in the beginning of Hilchas in Brachas, where the Bach suggests that maybe mitzvahs shel dibur are different. Mitzvahs shel maisa, of course, there's a discussion. Boy kavana, lo boy kavana, because you did it, okay, you did a kavana. But if the whole mitzvah is dibur, is speech, then of course you have to have kavana. So Kriyashma, benching, all brachas. It could be that for sure you need kavanah by those. Because all you have is the dibur. Dibur, if you say something without meaning it, without having kavanah, of course it's meaningless. So those are the two bachs. He doesn't connect the two, but the two bachs, one in Hilchas Sukkah and one in the beginning, the first parak of brachas on the rib, those are two exceptions to the rule of Srichas Kavanah and Srichas Kavanah, besides the chiluk of Daraisa and Darabanan. Yeah. By Tziz and Tfilin, exactly. By Yeshiva Sukkah, but you have the whole Shpizen paragraph. The suggestion was that by tzitzis and tefillin specifically, because it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, why even people who don't say l'shem yichuds before other mitzvahs, they say it before tzitzis and tefillin. You could skip the first line is the Kabbalistic line. You could skip the first line if you could start hitting the mechavim b'anachas tefillin. That's where it's a beautiful tefillah, right? But you're right. In the chinami, for some reason, it's tzitzis tefillin and Sirius Omer. They got the mazel. But in the chinami, that's why, because that kavana is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Lashon hara without kavana. Lashon hara without kavana. I'll have to think about it. Okay. So, Viter said those are the first three possibilities of the Machlokas. Fourth possibility. Top of Sadek Vav of an Aleph. The Ibaya Sema, a fourth possibility. What's the Machlokas about? Between Rebbe Gamliel and the Tanakama, why you allowed to carry out one pair of tefillin, wear out one pair of tefillin or two pairs of tefillin. The Ibaya Sema, the Kuli Amalotse Sloboy Kavana. Maybe everybody agrees to be Yotze the Mitzvah, you don't need Kavana. Meaning you're Yotze even without Kavana. The Hachalavar Misha Baltosev Kamifugi. And the Machlokas is Gufa about the Isra Baltosev. The Isra that it says in Parshas Vaeschana that you're not allowed to add on to the Torah. The Tanakama Sover Lavar Misha Baltosev Loboy Kavana. The Tanakama says Baltosev does not require kavana l'shein the mitzvah. Even if you just do the act, it's usur. And that's why he says only one pair of tefillin. Gamliel says, no, to violate you need kavana, and therefore you can wear two pairs of tefillin. As long as it's called a malbush, you can wear two pairs of tefillin, it is okay. 2 points regarding baltosef. There's a famous discussion in the Rishonim, how could the Rabbanan make laws? How could they be dinin the Rabbanan? What about baltosef? Right, isn't it baltosif to add on laws? Right, it says in the Torah. It says the parashas v'schanan. It says baltosif twice, but here's one of them. Lo so si for al hadavar asher anochi misave eschem lo sigru mimenu. Don't add on lo sigru mimenu. Right, the first person to violate baltosif was Adam Harishon. Right, he added on. It says he can't touch the tree. Lo so si for al hadavar asher anochi misave eschem lo sigru mimenu. Lishbaras bezal Hashem alokechem. So ask many of the Rishonim already. The Chizkuni on this pasuk, he says, what about baltosif? He says, well, how can the Rabbanan add on mitzvahs? You can look at this chizkuni, interesting shot he gives. Okay, we'll leave it because I want to cover some other ground. But look at the Rambam discusses this, in Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam says, Perak Beis Alachates, Hoil v'yesh lebezim ligzor v'lesser davar hamotzer v'yamad yisur l'doros, if the Chazal have the power to make laws, mahu zesh ezir etor lo sosa v'lova l'sigur v'menu. What's going on with Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra? The Rabbanim can tell you not to blow shofar. They can tell you to not write with your left hand on Shabbos. They can make all these new laws. Aren't they violating Baal Tosef? Aren't they adding on to the Torah? So the Rambam says, Ketzad, let me explain it to you. It says you're not allowed to eat a goat in its mother's milk in the Torah. And we learn from that pasuk, what's the araisa? Eating meat and milk. Bein basar behema, bein basar chaya, aval basar of, mutter b'chalam in the Torah. But we paskin that chicken and milk is mutter mida araisa. The Torah does not, it says gedi. So gedi means meat, anything meat that has the status of meat. Im yavo bezdin v'yatir basar chaya b'chalav, harezo goreas. You know what Baal Tosef is? If there's ever a bezdin that comes along and says, it's mutter to eat meat and milk. Or, if there's a bezdin that ever says, chicken and milk is asur mida araisa. That's Baal Tosef. If they say, make a new law and they say, the Tashem says that this is Midaraisa, that's Baal Tosef. But if the Chazal come along and say, Im Amar Pesar of Mutter in the Torah, but if they say it's Mutter Midaraisa, but we are adding it Gzeira, we are adding it to the Torah because we have to protect the Torah, so that's not Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef means you're saying this is the Torah. But if they say, they acknowledge that it's not the Torah, but they say we're doing this to safeguard the Torah, Ains that most of Ela Osa Siyag La Torah. This is making a Siyag for the Torah. And it might look like doing something that's undermining. How could the Torah wants you to do this, and you're the Rabbanah telling us the opposite? That's not true. Because the Rambam gives the mashal, Kishem, this is going back a few halachas, Kishem Sherofe, Chotech Yado Araglo Shalzeh, Kdeshiyich Yakulo. Just like a doctor, sometimes you walk into the operating room, you see him cutting up the patient. My gosh, what is he doing to him? You walk into the middle, you are, oh my, what's he doing there? What a crazy doctor is it? Right? Obviously, we know that it's L'shem his good. You stop time for a minute, you're like, oy vey, what he's doing? But really, he's saving the guy's life. Right? By cutting up, by amputating a leg, you're saving the guy's life. Kach Bezdin, that's what Bezdin does. They have to sometimes amputate a mitzvah for a little bit. They have to add on, they have to give him something extra in order to save the body. To save the body of Klal Yisrael. Kach bezin, morin bizmamen azman, la'abra al-mitzvahs mitzvahs l'bisha, k'vish yisrael makulan. They have to take away one mitzvah in order for every, they have to take away shofar on Shabbos, so that the rest of the body lasts. That's what the Rambam says. And the Radvaz just adds on a beautiful hashkafic thought on that Rambam. In Mamrin, Beis Dalid, he says, Eina mashal azet sotik, this mashal only works, ela im kein anu rowin es kol yisrael ki'ilu heim guf echad. This only works if we view all the Jewish people as one body. We're worried about some farmer in Yehupitz who doesn't know how to blow shofar, he's going to carry it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Who's doing that, Bizman Hazeh? No, if we're all one, goof, then we do have to be worried about him. And that's Eber Echad. He's our fingernail. He's something connected to us. V'yavabisha gufan mechulakin hein. We discussed that in Shabbos. Kivan shenishmo sehem mimakom echad chotzvo hareheim kuguf echad ki anashama hi ha'ikar. Even if our bodies are separate, but our neshamas all come from the same source and we're all connected. Great advice to use. Mamrim perfez halachadal. Anyway, that is the Rambam regarding lo sasser and mitzvos derabban. There is another machlokes, which I'll just mention, we're not going to discuss now, between Rashi and the Ramban. How do you actually violate lo sasser? Is lo sasser only adding on to an existing mitzvah? That's what the Rashi says in Parshas Veschanan. Chamesh parshias shebat tefillin. Or... Rather, Rashi writes, Chamesh Parshiyos Betfilin, Chamesh Shemin and Belulav, Chamesh Tisios, etc. That's Baal Tosef. The Ramban on that pasuk adds on, even if you make up your own mitzvah, that's also Baal Tosef. You're adding on the 614th mitzvah. That's also about, the Rashi doesn't mention that. It could be that according to Rashi, Baal Tosef is only when you expand an existing mitzvah, not when you make up, not when Bada Mitzvah Milibo. It's a discussion, again, Baal Tosef is a, we could have a, beautiful concept to have some shiurim on, but that's just to know that machlokas Rashi Ramban ala Torah, making up your own mitzvah. Is that Baal Tosef, or is Baal Tosef only when you add on to an existing mitzvah? Okay, that is the fourth possibility of what they're arguing about Baal Tosef. Number five, v'bayisema. Fifth line, e tisvira lan the Shabbos man tefillin to kuli amalo laver boy kavana v'lo latzis boy kavana. If Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, then maybe everybody would agree that you need Kavanah to violate, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem to carry out too. V'hacha, but what's the machlokas about here? Bilavar shalo bizmano kamifliki. Maybe the machlokas here is everybody agrees Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. It's not the time for Tefillin. And the machlokas is, can you violate Baal Tosef at a time when you can't do the mitzvah? When you can't do the mitzvah. So Tanakama Savar lo boy kavana, Rabbi Gamliel Savar lavar shalom bizmano boy kavana. That's the machlokas. Okay, because Baal Tosef is always the message. Part of the message of Baal Tosef is when you're when you're competing with the mitzvahs of the Torah. So it could be that Baal Tosef can only be violated at the time when you can do the mitzvah and you do extra. So that's what the Rebbe Gamliel says. The Tanna Kamma though says, you don't need kavana, even if you do it not at the right time, you don't need kavana. The second that you do it, you violate. Rebbe Gamliel says, no, to violate shelo bizmano, you need kavana l'shem the mitzvah, in order to give it tziruf, to give it a connection to the mitzvah itself. Ihachi says the Gemara, if it's true that the Tanna Kamma here says that if at the time when it's not the mitzvah, you don't need kavana, so you shouldn't even be able to carry one tefillin out, wear one tefillin out. It's Shabbos' Lavzman tefillin, according to this day, yeah? And you shouldn't be able to carry one, because it's Baal Tosef. And also, va'od, furthermore, if you would sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you should get Malkus. Or eat in the sukkah. This is related to the issue of sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And we know Chazal told us to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. It's in the Old Rishonim, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. So according to the Shita, though, shelo bizmano, even not kavanah l'shem mitzvah, you violate. Even though we're doing it because we had a suffix in days of old, minhag hasinah b'yadeinu, but according to the Shita, you should violate, it shouldn't be allowed, and that's not true. So we reject this last possibility. El mechaver dekashini meikara. So we go back to what we had mentioned before, meaning any of the first prior four possibilities. Period. So now the Gemara gets into tefillin more. Who says that Shabbos is Zman Tfilin? Who is the Tana? Who is the Tana that says the Shabbos is Zman Tfilin? So the Gemara is going to have a number of possibilities. First, the Gemara tries Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it's Rabbi Akiva who says the Shabbos is Zman Tfilin. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, V'shamat, it's a chug, it's a small W, yamim, yamima. The Pasuk at the end of Kadesh and V'haya Kiviyacha says, you shall guard this miyamim yamima. From today to forever, you shall guard this chukah. What is this chukah? What is that referring to? Is that referring to tefillin, which was just spoken about, or is this referring to Karban Pesach, which the whole parsha was about? That's the machlokas tanan. The Tanna Kamma says this is about tefillin. Yomim v'lo leilos. Tefillin, the mitzvah is by yom and not by laila. Miyamim yamima, miyamim v'lo kol yamim. Certain days and not all days. Prat l'shabbosos v'yamim tovim. Excluding Shabbos and Yontif. Divrei Reb Yossi Haglili. That's what Reb Yossi Haglili says. The Pasha is referring to tefillin, and you have these exclusions regarding Hilchas tefillin. Reb Akiva Omer, lo no marchukazu elinya pasap avar. Reb Akiva says, this Pasuk has nothing to do with tefillin. It's about Karban Pesach. So there is no mi'ut to exclude tefillin from Shabbos. Ve'ela haditznan. Continues the Gemara, but what about the Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus? Ha-Pesach va'amilu b'mitzvah say. The first Mishnah in Krisus lists off the 36 chayve Krisus, the averis that you do that you're chayv karis. All of them are losa asays except for two. Right? Trivia question. There are two mitzvahs asay that if you don't do, you're chayv karis. That's Pesach and Mila. But the Mishnah says, you're not chayv achatas. By if you do these mishogim, because chatas requires kares losase. If there's a losase with kares, if you did it b'mezid, then if you did it b'shogim, you're chayav chatas. Pesach and Mila, yes, there's kares involved, but because there's no losase, so that's why there's no carbon chatas. That's what the first mission in Krisa says. So says the Gemara. 1 second, lema delo Rabbi Akiva. So let's assume if this is all true, that Rabbi Akiva interprets that whole parsha referring to Karban Pesach, let's say he argues on that Mishnah in Krisus. Why? Zik Rabbi Akiva, because if Rabbi Akiva says that whole parsha is talking about Karban Pesach, Kiva the Muki Loba Pesach, since he says it's talking about Karban Pesach, Lav Namika. He should say there is a Losa say by Karban Pesach. Why? Because what does the Torah say by Karban Pesach? Kid Rabbi Avinam Rabbi Loi. Dom Rabbi Avinam Rabbi Loi. Chomakam Shenemar Hishomer Pen Va'al, Einu Ela Belosa say. Whatever it says, Lashonos, Hishomer, guard, pen, watch out, don't do, that language reflects a losase. So, and what does it say in this parsha? Rashi quotes the pasuk. Here it says, Vishamarta is Hishomer lacha. Hishomer, and Vishamarta lacha is a chugazos. So Shmira is Lashon losase. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Karban Pesach has a losase. So why aren't you chayav a carbon chatas? Right, so it must be against the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, no. I feel it to Rabbi Akiva. That Mishnah committed to Rabbi Akiva. When do you say that Hishomer and Lavs are los ases? Hishomer de Lav. Hishomer de asay. When you have Hishomer by something that you're not supposed to do, that's where Hishomer is considered a los ases. But Hishomer, be careful to do this, that's not a los ases. That's a mitzvah ases. Hishomer can only be a los ases if it's telling you not to do something. So that's the first possibility in the Gemara, that Rabbi Akiva is the Tana who holds that Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin. Tosfos here at the top, Tosfos discusses the big sugya of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Right, Top Tosus has two deos about it. All the Rishonim here quote both opinions. This turns into a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, if you remember. This is one of the places where most of the Olam holds like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Lamed Aleph, discussed a little bit yesterday. Siman Lamed Aleph, find it. Siman Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, B'chol Amoid Gamkin Osir Lahaniach Tefillin, Ve'atam Hazeh Ba'atzmo, Sheyimei Chol Amoid Gam Heimos. Right, Shulchan Aruch says Chol Hamoed is also an os. It's based on a Zohar. Chol Hamoed is also an os, and therefore no tefillin on Chol Hamoed. The Ramah says v'yeshomim shechol hamoed chay b'tefillin. Some say Chol Hamoed is chay b'tefillin. According to Rush, v'cheinoagin says the Ramah el she'im avarchin b'kol rum k'mo b'shar yivas hashana. Don't take the bracha out loud. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz. Don't make the bracha at all. No bracha on tefillin on Chol Hamoed. It's best not to do it. He says even make a t'nai, he says, before you put it on. If it's the mitzvah, then I'm doing a l'shem mitzvah. If not, it's malbush ba'alma. It's like nothing. But anyway, that's the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The big sugya is, and the Rishonim discuss it, is there anywhere in Shas where it says to wear tefillin on Chol Hamoed or not? I mean, it's such an important issue. You would think that it would be mefurish somewhere. So the Rishonim quote various Gemaras that they think connect to this sugya or not. But there are two or three other Gemaras that are quoted in the Achronim that they think, and they are convinced, certain Achronim are convinced by these Gemaras that this is for sure right, and therefore you have to or you don't have to. One suggestion is by the Binyan Sion, the Aruch Laner. He writes, if you put two Gemaras together, it's mefurish that you have to wear tefillin chalamoid. Why? One Gemara, and we've had one Gemara, and one we're going to get to soon. One Gemara is the Gemara in Shabbos, where it talks about, they used to blow shofar on Friday to get people to stop doing things. Three shofars to get people to stop going, coming from the field. Three shofars to stop work. Three shofars to take off your tefillin. Right? One shofar to take off. One of the lists in the second parak in Shabbos is that shlishis lachlo tefillin. Take off your tefillin all day. So one of the shofars on Friday afternoon was to remind people to take off their tefillin. A. Second source, the Mishnah in Sukkah talks about how many times they blew shofar every day in the Beis HaMikdash. It talks about on a regular weekday they blew this many times, and on Shabbat they blew this many times, and on Pesach they blew this many times. And you know how many the most times they blew was Erev Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. That's the most times they blew shofar. Why? And the Mishnah does the whole calculation. Because you have the ones from Sukkot, and you have ones from the Nisach HaMayim, and you have the ones from Erev Shabbos. It goes through all that. And then it says, and you have the ones on from a regular Erev Shabbos. Says the Aruch Laner, what do you mean? It's the middle of Sukkot, and you're blowing the ones that from the regular Erev Shabbos. One of those is take off your tefillin. Oh, haraya, you're wearing tefillin, chol hamoed. That's the Aruch Laner's charifus, putting together these two sources to say that you wear tefillin. That's one. There are two other Gemaras, one quoted by the Avnei Ezer, one quoted by Reb Chaim, that they think mefurish against. Mefurish against, they think for sure you don't have to wear tefillin. One of them, maybe we'll do if we have time. It's a beautiful Reb Shimon Lashikaso. But if you look at the Avnei Nezer and Simon Beis and the Avnei Nezer, but let's do Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was so convinced by this that the Reb Soloveitchik quotes that he asked Reb Chaim, isn't it a machlokas we shown him? Shouldn't you at least be machmir to put on without a bracha? So Reb Chaim says the Gemara is mefurish. It's not even a suffix. That's where the Reb Soloveitchik is quoted in the footnotes in Eretz Tzvi and Reb Shech the Sefer. He quotes that from the Reb Chaim. They asked Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says it's not a suffix. This is machlokas we've shown him. But it's not a suffix. He thinks based on this Gemara in Erechin Daf Yud. What's Erechin Daf Yud? Erechin Daf Yud, of course. What's Erechin Daf Yud? The Hallel Gemara. So what does the Hallel Gemara say? The Gemara is going through when he's supposed to say Hallel. So the Gemara says, why don't you say Hallel every day of Pesach? The Gemara says, you don't have separate karbanas. Ein chaluk and karbanas sayin. Why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? You have a separate carbon by Shabbos. Right? So separate carbon meat that reflects a separate Kedushas Hayom. So why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? It's not called a Moed. You need separate karbanos and call the moed. So the Gemara says, what about Rosh Chodesh? It's called the moed and it has a separate karban. So why don't you say halal on Rosh Chodesh? We say halal as a minug, but we don't say halal, a real halal on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. It wasn't nikdash ba'isr malacha. It doesn't have an isr malacha. Go to work on Rosh Chodesh. That's the end of the Gemara. Say, so ask Reb Chaim, what about chol moed? It's also lo ikdish ba'asiyas malacha. Right, so what's the why do you say full hallel? So Reb Chaim says it has to be as follows: that really chol hamoed in essence is ikdish. It has full isur malacha. You have heterim, davar ha'avid, maleches. If it's not maleches umnis, if it's sarach hamoed, but fundamentally the only way that you'd be able to say hallel on full hallel on every chol hamoed sukkis, you have to fulfill the rules and regulations of the Gemara. So is it a moed? Yes. Is it a separate carbon? Yes. Ikdish basiyas malacha? What do you mean, chalamoid? You could do malacha. No, the point is no, chalamoid is a full yantif. You can't do malacha. There are heterim. to do malacha. But really, fundamentally, b'mahus, Chol HaMoed is just as usher to do malacha as Yantif. It is ikdish, basiyas malacha. If it's ikdish, it has kedushas ayom, no tefillin. Right? That's Reb Chaim's raya from this Gemara, and he was so convinced by this Gemara that he didn't wear tefillin even b'safik. He didn't think it was even a safik. Either way, that is the discussion. Big discussion of what this go to do, having one minion, some wearing tefillin, some not wearing tefillin. The Ramah discusses it, but there'll be a time for the future that we can discuss. Okay, let's continue. Again, a lot to say. We've got to make enough for the past couple of months that we haven't had so much to say sometimes on some of the dafim. We tried every day to have some discussions, but now we continue. That was the number one possibility. Maybe Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. But the Gemara then says it can't be. V'saba Rabbi Kiva Shabbos man tefillin who? Rabbi Kiva says Shabbos is man tefillin. No, we have another brisa where he has a different miut. V'hatani the brisa says Rabbi Kiva Omer Yochel Yini Chadam Tefillin Shabbos V'yam Tovim. I might think that somebody should wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Talmid Lomar V'haya L'cha L'os Al Yadcha. Tefillin is called an os. What we said yesterday, Misha Tzricha an os. That's only for those who need an os. Yatsu Elu Shehein Gufan os. Excluding these days that Shabbos and Yontif are themselves osos, and therefore Rabbi Akiva himself does not hold Shabbos, you wear tefillin on Shabbos. Therefore, you have to find a different Tana who is the one that says that Shabbos is man tefillin. Just the thought I mentioned yesterday, I wanted to give you a marker for it. Rabbeinu Bachai on Lech Lecha is the one that quotes, one of the early sources that quotes this idea about having two osos. That it says in Parsha Shoftim, Al pi shnei edim yakum davar, you need two witnesses to establish everything. So that's why you always need two osos on you. So during the week, we have tefillin and bris. Those are our two osos. On Shabbos, you have Shabbos and bris, and that's why you don't need tefillin on Shabbos. That's, by the way, also by bris milah, why the poskim say there's a kiyum to leave your tefillin on. Because it's another tefillin by the bris, and the tefillin's a nos, and bris is a nos, and that's why it's a kiyum to leave your tefillin on when you, when by a bris. There is a discussion, I also alluded to it yesterday, in the poskim. What happens, Rahman al-Islam, if somebody can't get a bris? Let's say, mesu achmas milah, there's hemophilia in the family, can't get a bris. Should he wear tefillin on Shabbos? Get his two osos. The only reason we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos is because we already have bris. What if somebody can't get a bris? So this is asked by the Radvaz. The Radvaz is asked in Tshuva 2334, Shnei Alafim Shilam Medalad. He says, what about Mesu Echem Achmas Bila? So the Radvaz says, no. Big Chiddush. Afo pi she'en lo os ba'atzmo, ba'o os hu. Ela she'mitzat sakhanoso nisbatu mimenu ha'os. The Radvaz says, no, he is a ba'al os. He can't get the os, but inherently, he's a ba'al os. And therefore, he doesn't wear tefillin. So you reject the question. It's not that you need a mahul. No, you're a ba'al os, you're a Jew. As long as you're a Jew, you can wear it. Again, this is a tremendous chiddush. You might say, what, he can eat the carbon. Oh, there's only, there's a sheet out, or a Rabbeinu Tam, that he can eat the carbon Pesach. Neither of the Rishonim said, I'm sorry, he's an RL. I mean, terrible. I'm sorry, but he's he can be counted for a minion, but he's still not a ba'al os. Other achronim who asked this give a different answer. They say, the Birkei Yosef, first of all, says, or the Chida, says, number one, he says, this whole thing about two osos, you don't wear tefillin, it's a nice drash, but you're going to say that's the basis for the halacha? You don't wear tefillin on Shabbos because the pasuk says not to wear tefillin. Two osos, beautiful, give a drasha about it. But that doesn't influence halacha, A. And B, he says, low plug. Even if you want to say it is, it doesn't influence, low plug, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. He wants to be embarrass himself. He wants to broadcast to everybody. I don't have a bris milah, right? So I'm wearing tefillin. Well, that's appropriate. So he said for a number of reasons. The Birkei Yosef says in Simel Aman Aleph. He quotes this Radvaz, but that all the whole discussion comes out of the fact that Shabbos is called in os. Okay, Ella. So which Tana is it? Ella Haytana who the Tanya, but it's this for Tana. The Tanya that says in the Brisa. Haneir balaylo ratzacholitz ratzameiniach. Let's say somebody's awake at night. He could take off his tefillin. He could put on his tefillin. Divrei Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan says he can wear tefillin at night. Why? Because meikir hadin. Rabbi Nassan says laila is zman tefillin. We don't wear tefillin at night because we're worried we're going to fall asleep in the tefillin or shema yafiach b'hem. Right? We're going to do improper things with the tefillin. That's why we don't wear tefillin at night. But Rabbi Nassan says meikir then you can wear tefillin. Yonasan, Hakitoni Omer, ain menichat tefillin balaila. This other Tana says that no, you don't wait tefillin at night. So says the Gemara, midalaila latana kama is man tefillin. If the Tana Kama says that the laila, nighttime, is man tefillin, Shabbos nami is man tefillin. So maybe he's also the opinion that says Shabbos is man tefillin as well. That's the second possibility, who the Tana is who holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. So Gemara rejects that right away. What do you mean? Maybe they're not the same. Dilma Sfirole, maybe the Tana Kama holds, Lila's man tefillin, Shabbos loves man tefillin. Maybe Lila is not, and Shabbos is. The Hashamina of the Rebbe Akiva, because after all, we already have a precedent. Rebbe Akiva Shita, Da'amar Lila's man tefillin, Shabbos loves man tefillin. It has to be the same, and by the way, that's what we paskin. We paskin that Laila is Zman Tefillin. Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. We paskin the Chilav. So who says they have to go together? So Gemara says a third possibility for this Shita. Ella. Hi Tanahu. The Tanya. This Brisa says, Michal Bas Kushi, Haisa Manachas Tefillin, Michal, the daughter of the Kushi. Right, Rashi explains Kushi here is a reference to Shaul. Michal was the daughter of Shaul, wife of David. Right, so Michal used to wear tefillin, Michal b'chachamim, and the chachamim didn't say anything about it, Warren didn't protest. The ishto shel Yonah, haisa ola l'regel, the wife of Yonah, famous Yonah. Wife of Yonah used to be ola regel, v'lo Michal b'chachamim, and the chachamim didn't protest. So what does this prove? Midlo Michal b'chachamim, since the chachamim didn't get upset by her wearing tefillin, alma kasavri, it must be, mitzvah zaseh shelo hazman gramahi. It must be because it's not as mangrama, and therefore she's mechuyavis to do it, and that's why they didn't get upset. So isn't this the Tana that says that Shabbos is Matvillin? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. The Dilma, maybe at this point, the Gemara thinks in the Havamina that it's not appropriate for women to do Mitzvah Aseh Zman Grama, and therefore the fact that they weren't in protest must be that they were obligated. The Gemara answered, the Dilma, Savra La, Rabbi Yossi, Damar Nashim Somchas Rishus. No, it could be they hold like Rabbi Yossi, who says that women are allowed to do mitzvos that they are not obligated in. Smicha is part of the, it's not one of the Dalad Avodos HaKarban, right? We spoke of Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. Those are the four Dalad Avodos of the Karban. But prior to Shchita, by certain Karbanos, by any Karban Yachid, you do Smicha. You lean on the Karban and you do Vidui. By Achatas, by an Ola. The Rambam says that by Shlamim, when you do smicha, you say divrei shevach. Question, what is sources? But you can't do vidui by a shlamim. That's a present. But by chatas and an asham and an ola, and an ola is also for mitzvah, a bitul mitzvah say, you do smicha. So there's a diuk. Rashi quotes it here that women don't do smicha. But Rav Yossi says women can do smicha if they want. Women can bring a carbon. Not a problem. Women can bring a carbon. So therefore, maybe these tanam hold like the Rav Yossi that women are out of there. Against there's no raya. Maybe Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. And they did it anyway. Because if you don't say this, what about the Seifa, the wife of Yonah went to be Ola Regel? Is there anybody that says Regel is not Zman Grama? In Lecha Zman Grama Godom Yizu. So that's obviously Zman Grama. So and they didn't protest because women are allowed to do it. So it must be no, it's a voluntary, and that's why they didn't protest. So to hear, it's voluntary and they didn't protest. Period. Stop there for a second. Two important issues. Number one, the Tosfos here, the big Tosfos of Dilma that goes over to the next page, has the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Shita, this big discussion of women making not only doing mitzvah zman grama, which everybody holds that they're allowed to do, shofar and lulav, etc., but what about making a bracha on a mitzvah zman grama? The Shita of the Rambam, the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, is that women cannot make a bracha on mitzvah zman grama. If a woman shakes a lulav, she can't make a bracha. Why? Asher kereshanu b'mitzvah v'sivanu. They're not mitzvah. They say Bitsivanu. That is why the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that they can't make brachas. The Rabbeinu Tam in this Tosfos, quoted in the Ramah, in a number of places in Shulchan Aruch, says no, they can. Bitsivanu goes on everybody, goes on the men also. We get a kiyam ha-mitzvah, even though we're not having obligated in the mitzvah. Right, there's no chiyuv mitzvah, but there's a kiyuv mitzvah. So either way, that's what generally Ashkenazic custom is. Women make brachas. If you blow shofar for just for women, you make a bracha for lulav, for all the business of grandma. That's this Tosfos here. That's one of the places where this comes up about making brachas on Zman Grama. What about women wearing tefillin? What about that? That's also Zman Grama. So why don't women wear tefillin? So that already the poskim say is not appropriate for various reasons. The Shulchan Aruch says that gufnaki. Right, we know that tefillin, there's a very high standard of what we have to be thinking about when we're wearing tefillin, what our bodies have to be doing when we're wearing tefillin. So men, we have no choice. Ein brera, we have to do it. We're mechuyev. So we have to do it. We don't do it all day anymore, right? Because we know that we're not on that level. So we do it for a certain amount of time, and we hope for the best. Women are pteros. So you're going to put yourself into a situation that you don't have to do, which is you're going to wrap yourself with the Dvar Hashem, with the klaf? That's kind of, that's inappropriate. So that's why 10-year-olds don't wear tefillin, right? Gufnaki. Theoretically, if a 10-year-old could wear tefillin, right? In a finami. So that's what. That's reason number one why the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, women should not wear tefillin. Because you need gufnaki, and it's not appropriate to put yourself into a situation where you have to stay on this high standard. Again, nothing against women. It's just against us also. But we don't have a choice, A. B, the other reason is based on a Targum Yonasu Ben Uziel in Parshas Kiseitse, where it says, the Yulbash Gever Simlas Isha, the Targum Yonasu Ben Uziel says, sits as a tefillin. Talking about the zeal, quoted by some of the Achronim. Look at the talking about the zeal on Achpasak and Kisaitse, refers to tefillin. So that's two reasons why, even though tefillin is a Zman Grama, women are not supposed to wear tefillin. Okay. Viter. Ella, so we still don't have a sheet out there that says that Shabbos is Zman Tfilin. We had three tries and we rejected them. Try number four. Ella Haitana, who the following Tana, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Hamoti Tfilin Machlis and Zug Zug, Echada Ish Vechada Isha. If somebody, again, exactly the same case as the Mishnah, but it's in a Brisa, so it adds on. It's a little bit different. So if you're taking Tfilin out from outside, bring them in, you bring them in one at a time, a man or a woman could do it. Echad Chadashas, Echad Yeshanos. Whether they're new, meaning you're not sure if they're Tfilin, they might be amulets, or Yeshanos, or older, you're sure they're Tfilin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Oseh B'Chadashas, Amat to be Yeshanos. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't take out new ones because they might not be Tfilin, and he allows you to take out Yeshanos. Ad Kan Lo Pligi Ela B'Chadashas V'Yeshanos. The only issue between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is the new and the old issue. Aval B'Isha Lo Pligi. But everybody agrees that the woman, that's not a part of the Machlokas, everybody agrees that a woman could be wearing it in. Shema Mina. Doesn't this prove again, same Havamina the Gemara had earlier, doesn't this prove why would a woman be able to, even though she's not obligated, it must be because she is obligated, because it's a mitzvah shloas man grama, meaning Shabbos is man tefillin. The Gemara gives the same answer as before. No, but Dilma, what do you mean? Maybe they hold like Rabbi Yossi said before, that women are allowed to do mitzvos that they're not obligated in. So the Gemara says, no, you can't give that answer here. Both of these shitos, we know from other sources that they don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, these must be the shitos that tefillin is obligated on Shabbos too. Where are those other sources? Lord Meir Savala Karbiosi. Your Meir does not hold like Karbiosi. It's not. The Bishop says in Rosh Hashanah, Ein Ma'akvin as Atinokos Bilaskawa. We don't stop the children from blowing extra tzkios on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it's not a problem about Tosef. Because they're kids. But Hanashim Ma'akvin. But women are. Oh, we do stop. Why? Because Rashi says, Niros Kimosifos. It's appear as if they're being Baltosif. Shofar is for sure Zman Grama. But it's Niros Kimosifos. So you see that women are not supposed to do mitzvos that they are not obligated in. The Stam Masez Rabbi Meir. And that, the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. And therefore that shows Rabbi Meir is against Shitas Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yossi. And also the other opinion, in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda also does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'samach, speak to b'nei Yisrael and the samach, that's the mitzvah of smicha, leaning on the karban. B'nei Yisrael somcha, b'nei Yisrael somchos. B'nei Yisrael should do smicha, males and not females. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Nashe, Zobchos, Rishus. And Rabbi Yossi says they can, but the Tanakama here says not. I know the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda. Stam Sifra Mani, Rabbi Yehuda. Right, this is a Brisa from Torah's Kohanim for the Medrash in Vayikra. And the Stam Sifra, the anonymous Sifra, which is Torah's Kohanim, is Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir don't hold of Rabbi Yossi, if that's true. So going back to the previous Brisa, they must hold the fact that the women are allowed to wear the tefillin. It must be because they hold that tefillin is Eino's man grama, and therefore they are the opinions that tefillin on Shabbos is obligatory also. Okay, that is, period. We'll stop there. We get into the next issue of tzitzis and tcheles that comes up a little bit now. I'll just end off with one point. Just one, I saw in the Biur Chasidus from the Sfas Emes. He calls also, why don't we, another idea about os. So he says, B'yemos achol, we need an os on weekdays. Ki achar chet adam harishon, ishtanem arpanet shal adam, shenivar bikodem sel malokim. E'a post chet, we lack something. We lack something on weekdays. So therefore, we need the tefillin to make us shine. But on Shabbos we shine. He says, you ever meet somebody during the week, you meet them on Shabbos, it's a different experience. When you meet somebody on Shabbos, you take a Shabbos to them, that itself is an os. Shabbos makes a person shine, it gives them an os. So that's what it means. Tefillin you need on weekday, but on Shabbos you don't need it, because you already shining. That's the Sfas Emes on Parshas Bo. He says, because ain't a domem or ponav shal adam b'Shabbos, kimel b'mos achol. Right, so next time we meet somebody on Shabbos, we're like, oh, nice, we'll realize this Sfas Emes. Okay.